Pakistani intelligence officials say U.S. drones fired a barrage of missiles, killing at least five suspected militants. The area is dominated by an anti-American militant commander whose faction is alleged to have been involved in frequent attacks on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The battle for Syria's largest city appears to be intensifying. Activists say rebel fighters are in the second day of an offensive in Aleppo, and the government's responding with warplanes and mortar attacks. A Somali pirate commander says a crew member of a vessel that was hijacked 2 years ago has been killed. He says the killing was intended as a message to the owners of the ship. He says they have ignored ransom demands. This is SRN News.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Healthy Living, featuring helpful and insightful commentary about how to live a healthy lifestyle. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus and his guests discuss non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical approaches to healthcare. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Healthy Living. Now here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within.
Good afternoon, Dallas, Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at 660amtheanswer.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, which is located in the heart of beautiful South Lake, Texas. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. It is the official weekend of football season as high school football kicked off last night. College football is ramped up today. The professionals will start on Wednesday. I have some hot sports opinions about starting professional football on Wednesday, but I will save that for another day, so to speak. Anyway, so it was a great day out there. The sun was shining, and we had a great day at the office. And I'm joined here by a panel of health experts and the greatest attorney the world and the galaxy has ever known. So, Kevin Stewart, welcome back to another week at the DFW Healthy Living.
As always, it's great to be here, Dr. Brian. Thank you for the applause.
You're welcome. You deserve it, Kevin. You worked hard this week.
Well, thank you. If you listened last week, you know I was in the detox. Well, I'm still in the detox, but today is day 10. I can have meat tomorrow, so I'm a little excited about that, but it's going great.
Mark that one, Doug, because he's going to have meat tomorrow.
That's an exciting thing.
Yes.
I don't mean to brag, but I'm going to have meat today. And in fact, I've already had meat today.
Nice, nice. Now, Kevin, you have inspired not just yourself, but other people around you. So now Tiffany and I are doing the detox. We are on day 6 of this. It's a 21-day detox. And we are on day 6, so we're not going to be enjoying meat for a while still.
Hang in there. You can do it.
That's all right. We're cleansing our bodies. So, Doug Rake, welcome back.
Good to be here, Brian.
Now, on my viewing right, Doug's viewing left, we have one of the great doctors of DFW Healthy Living, Dr. Mark Darner. You like how I butchered that one there?
Thanks, Doc.
Dr. Darner, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Thank you, Dr. Nymphaeus. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, your office is Affordable Chiropractic, and you have two in Denton, Texas.
That's right. We have two locations, one on Teasley and I-35, and one inside the Golden Triangle Mall next to JCPenney.
Okay, now here's the question I'm going to ask you. How do you bounce back and forth between two offices?
We have an extended hour format, and I have two associate doctors. So between the three of us, we're on a rotation to be open 7 days a week. We're also open till 8 p.m. on weeknights and 10 to 5 on Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's excellent.
Have everybody in Denton, Louisville, Argyle, and places like that covered?
Correct. Denton County entirely comes to Affordable Chiropractic.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Well, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living. It's football season, and our Dragons, Doug, they didn't start out so well last night.
They had something dragging. As you and I discussed, I have no idea when the last time a South Lake Carroll team got shut out, but they got shut out 24-0 last night.
By the Allen Eagles, and Allen, in all fairness, Allen opened up their brand-new, beautiful stadium. A little bit too pricey for me, but $60 million buys you a heck of a stadium these days.
It's a nice place.
And the Allen Eagles, right, they defeated our South Lake Carroll Dragons 24-0. And I'm going to go on record. I don't know this, but there's a good possibility that South Lake has never been shut out. Now,
don't know the answer.
That's a bold statement, but I'm going to have to take to my personal yearbooks and look.
Well, they have now.
Yes, there's a first for everything.
I didn't get a chance to check, but how do the Denton Ryan Raiders do? I've got a girl over there, Ryan Raider.
I do not. I know that Denton Guyer got beat horribly by Cedar Hill on Thursday night.
Cedar Hill
but,
is a powerhouse.
But I don't know. I do not know what happened to the Ryan Raiders.
Kevin is not going to know either.
I am not a football fan. I just have to admit this, so I do not know that information.
But a real quick shout-out, we do have a bunch of South Lake Carroll alumni playing this week. We have Ryan Walker, who will be playing for SMU against Baylor. We have Luke Anderson, who's starting at safety
for Wyoming,
against the University of Texas today. We got David Stoltzman over at TCU. We got Matt Boyles at Sam Houston State.
The great Sam Schwartzstein.
Great Sam Schwartzstein, who I saw play a little bit on TV last night, the starting center for Stanford. And so there's a bunch of them. We got Mitchell Osborne at Tulsa, Jackson Richards at Texas Tech. So you can see a South Lake Carroll just about every time you turn on a college football game.
What about the quarterbacks? Any quarterbacks? About the Houston quarterback?
David Pylon is the starting quarterback for the Houston Cougars.
Yes.
And we got Brett Ringer and Tommy Avers at the University of North Texas. And I think Brett is actually going to maybe be the fifth receiver and return kicks and punts today against LSU.
Oh, wow. A little side note for Brett Ringer. He grew up in my neighborhood where my parents still live. So I've known Brett since he was, I don't know, 3-4 years old.
Well, I've known him since he started hanging out at my house when he was a little bit older than that.
But. So, yeah, you might know that. So I'm getting some information on the Denton Ryan, but it's not 100% crystal clear, so we're going to wait for clarification. So we want to thank the producer, Tiffany and Helen, over there for getting us some good information. Now, when it comes to football, when it comes to all sports, and especially health in general, you have to eat right. There's no doubt about it. Kevin and I are doing the detox, and I'm on day 6, and so I'm not necessarily eating to be athletic right now, but I'm eating for a purpose to cleanse my body. So I don't have the physical energy that I need to play a hardcore sport like football or to train.
Or to keep up with your 4 children.
Or yes, they are really whipping me these last week and a half. Which is not that much different from regular days. But this last week has been especially a beating. However, when it comes to eating and eating healthy, there is one food that I've grown up thinking was a great food. I've studied and I know it's a great food. But it has got a lot of bad press lately. And that is the egg. The incredible egg that it is. There was an article that came out in The Atlantic, which is an online journal. And this article, this, I would love to call it research, but it's really kind of a, that's kind of a reach to call it research. But this article came out on The Atlantic Mobile, and it's said that the eggs are worse for plaquing in the arteries than smoking cigarettes.
And I think specifically the egg yolks, right? I mean, they really hate yellow.
They're really bashing the yolk.
They're not that big of haters of white, but they really hate yellow.
Yeah, I would hate to think why they hate the yellow so much, but there are so many nutrients in the egg. So the first thing I thought was, like, you've got to be kidding me. So I see this, then I see it on the news, and I thought, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, I'll admit it, and I thought there's a conspiracy out there for us to not eat healthy foods. And then we dug a little deeper, and Dr. Darner, you dug a little deeper and found some really interesting stuff, and I found some things. And so we're going to share and talk about this article that we found, because it's really frustrating when you get mixed information out there like this. Because the egg is a fantastic thing to eat, and the yolk is very healthy for us. So, Doc, we got a few minutes. Dr. Darner, tell me a quick few things that jumped out at you when you saw the when you saw the article that I forwarded to you. Oh, and before you do, hold on. It looks like Denton Ryan lost to Corsicana 28-40.
Oh.
I'm sorry, they won 28-40.
All right. Now you're talking.
Yeah, Denton Ryan beat Corsicana. Okay, now let's talk some eggs.
Okay, so we got this article about the egg. It's so sensationally titled, I thought, who in the world is promoting this? Who's putting this out? So I looked into the company, The Atlantic. They were founded about 150 years ago. And in the last decade, they've only made money 1 year in 2010.
That either makes them accounting geniuses or really bad.
Well, maybe really smart. We'll get into the big pharma thing here in a little bit. So they make money 1 out of the last 10 years by monetizing their digital content. And they are famous for or known for putting out counterintuitive or provocative titles and subject matter to churn web visits and to churn media. So when they say eggs are worse than cigarettes, that's a very provocative, counterintuitive thing. And a week prior to this article, they ran an article of why eggs are so terrific.
Yeah, so the other thing that I thought was interesting is I was looking on Dr. Mercola's website, mercola.com, and he had he basically came out with a scathing report on this article, talking about what nonsense it is. And he went into some detail about the corruption between the linkage of the people who wrote the research article and how they are tied to the big pharma. So, which I think we need to get into the next segment because, you know, I hate to say that it's a conspiracy, but there certainly seems to be some sort of plot to keep us out of the healthy eating habits, so to speak.
And when we get to talking about SAMe or one of the nutritional supplements, there's a movement in Big Pharma to make that a prescription drug, and we can talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a short break coming up here in a minute or so, and it's really frustrating to think that the information we are getting from our traditional news sources is sensationally driven, because I saw this on the news about how eggs are bad for you, and it's absolutely not true. So we're going to break into some in the next segment what is good about the egg and why we should continue to eat the egg. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by DFWHealthyLiving.com, our great friends at the Boardroom Salon, and Adventure Kids Play Care. We'll be right back.
Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer. On your way into work, there is now only one guy on the radio that speaks your language. The other radio stations have abandoned intelligent conservative talk. Now there's just us, Mark Davis in the morning, 7 to 10 AM on 660 AM, The Answer. Then on your way home, we do it again with John David Wells, 5 to 8 PM. We know what's going on around DFW and Texas. We are committed to being your radio station. We are 660 AM, The Answer.
There's a very special place in the Metroplex where barbecue lovers, including many celebrities, go for really good barbecue. Feed Store Barbecue is a South Lake original. Their secret is family recipes and rubs, top quality products, and fun, friendly employees. From tender brisket, custom sausage, smoked chicken, their famous pork ribs, to onion strings made fresh, fried okra, meemaw's green beans, potato salad, plus new veggies like broccoli. Feed Store Barbecue now offers chicken fried steak, cooked to order Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays, and old-fashioned mouthwatering Angus burgers. On Wednesday, September 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m., Feed Store Barbecue will be hosting Mike Gallagher. He releases his new book, 50 Things Liberals Love to Hate. Mike Gallagher will be live in person, signing every book purchased on site. Located just south of South Lake Boulevard at 530 South Whitechapel. For directions, call 817-488-1445 or click feedstorebbq.com. Feed Store Barbecue, a great place to meet.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. Let me see if I'm reading your mind. It's the middle of summer. You're going to wait it out. Wait till next year. The weather's going to break. You'll get your AC fixed next year. Don't do that. First of all, I want you to be comfortable in your home. Second, I want you to feel great about the company you call to fix or replace your AC unit. It's going to be ThompsonsCooling.com. You know I love them, but now you're about to love them even more. Because at ThompsonsCooling.com, phone number to come, they're going to donate the proceeds of any AC unit you get fixed or replaced to America's Mighty Warriors. We had them on the show, these great people who support the troops in so many ways. America's Mighty Warriors gets a slice of the transaction at ThompsonsCooling.com. So now let's call them. Be comfortable and cool in your house and support the troops. 817-560-4300. 817-560-4300. Or go to ThompsonsCooling.com. Great prices, great workmanship, great people at ThompsonsCooling.com. Support the troops and call ThompsonsCooling.com. 817-560-4300. 817-560-4300 or ThompsonsCooling.com.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Looks like the New York Mint is releasing century-old Morgan silver dollars to the public. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD, but check this out. It says, during the First World War, the government recalled and melted millions of beautiful silver coins. And because Morgans are now so prized by collectors, most survivors are privately held. That's why many of us have never even seen a classic silver dollar in gleaming, uncirculated condition. Surprisingly, a cache of these magnificent Morgans was recently discovered, all more than 100 years old and as fresh as the day they were minted.
Looks like the New York Mint is releasing them even though the silver market right now is red hot. Here's the number, 1-800-500-0022. Wouldn't that be amazing? To hold U.S. history? All right, if you want free historical information and the free collector's DVD, call 1-800-500-0022. 1-800-500-0022.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet, no matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
660 AM. 660 AM. The Answer. 660 AM. TheAnswer.com.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday afternoon listening up to the DFW Healthy Radio Show and learning how you can live a healthy lifestyle. This is your source for true health and wellness information. We have only one agenda, and that is to give you quality health information. We are not paid by Big Pharma or anybody else for that matter. We're not paid at all. Actually, yeah, this is true. We're not paid at all. It's amazing that Weekend Talk Radio doesn't pay. It should.
It does for some people.
That's true.
But you're not Howard Stern.
I am not Howard Stern, no. So I get a new vehicle the other day, and I have to give a little bit of credit to Lewis of Volkswagen because they actually—
Great place, actually.
Yeah, they did a good job of hooking me up with the vehicle. But it came with a satellite radio. And satellite radio, I thought, well, this is pretty neat. I got a free 3-month subscription. So I thought, well, let me just tune it. Let me find some stations that I like. There is a station on satellite radio that is, it's a XXX station.
Wow.
And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You no longer have to watch XXX, Kevin. You can just listen to it on satellite radio.
Tiffany's going to cancel your 90-day free subscription to satellite.
Or she's going to be sitting in the car, one of the two.
One of the two. Okay.
Okay, just kidding.
On to the next point.
I digress. Anyway, back to eggs. Actually, before we get to eggs, we need to talk about a charity that you're involved with in the Denton Independent School District, which is very important to all of us because I've got 4 children. 2 of them are in school. So tell us a little bit about this charity that you're working with.
Well, I was contacted by a local chiropractor. His name is Dr. Vince Bauer, terrific organizer, and we put together a group. I'd also like to shout out to Dr. Huffer and Dr. Torrey, who are excellent in fundraising. But these last 2 weeks, we've been raising money for the Denton ISD Homeless Children's School Supply Fund, and we were able to raise over the last 2 weeks about $1,500 and a couple pallets of school supplies, so it was excellent.
Great.
And we've also, I think you're going to mention the website also.
Yes, we are.
We're going to extend the opportunity to support this drive. They identified 192 homeless children on the first day of school this week.
Just in Denton.
Last year, there were 965. They're expecting that number to at least double.
Wow. So here's what we're asking. Here's what we'd like for you guys to do. We would like for you guys to log on to our website, which is dfwhealthyliving.com. On the home page, in the middle of the page towards the the middle of the page, you'll find a link, a PayPal link to the Denton ISD Homeless Children School Supplies Drive. You can donate right from our website, and all proceeds go straight to the foundation there. So you can click the donate button, and you can use any kind of credit card that you would like to donate, and everything is completely secure. So if you can, it's a great cause. Children need to go to school. They need pencils. They need books. They need all kinds of supplies. And if there's 192 identified homeless children, then Denton has a bit of an issue, and they could use our help with that.
Absolutely.
So we're going to donate to that. So, and we're talking about eggs. We're talking about living a healthy lifestyle. There's a report came out saying that eggs are worse in terms of plaquing in the arteries than smoking cigarettes. And nothing could be further from the truth. This study was done so, I don't want to say fraudulently, but so unscientifically that it's laughable. What they did for this study is they just asked people what to recall how many eggs they ate over the course of their life, and then they monitored how much plaque they had. They took into account nothing else. They didn't take into account any other nutritional habits they had, any other exercise
or
lack of exercise.
No other variables were held constant. They have no idea with respect to the people interviewed what the rest of their diet was, what their exercise regime was, what medications they were on, nothing.
And all they did was say, hey, how many did you have? Oh, I don't know, about six. It was almost like a made-up number. And then they took this and ran with it, and somehow our mainstream media decided this was a great study and should be talked about.
Equivocally, they could have asked them how many times in their lifetime they flew in a commercial airline, and commercial airline travel is worse for you than smoking.
Right. There was clearly an agenda to sensationalize the article, and it's absolutely terrible.
When you get something reported like this, you're kind of at a crossroads. You never know if these people really are Skip Bayless, and they don't care one way or other what the truth is. They just want to say something sensational, something controversial, to get a bigger audience. That's one possibility. The other possibility is what y'all already alluded to, that there really is a little bit of a conspiracy here.
Because
I mean, they really are trying to push you away from something or to something because they've got a link with someone.
Correct. And in this case, there's a couple of big, big links to the makers of statin drugs. Not just one company, but there were multiple pharmaceutical companies that back the people that are doing the study here. And you wrote down some of that information, correct?
I did. So we have, briefly, let's just go over what actually happens when you eat an egg.
Yeah.
You eat an egg, and it's one of the primary sources of an essential amino acid called methionine. Now, it's called an essential amino acid because you cannot manufacture this in your own body. It's the precursor to numerous other amino acids like cysteine, glycine. It's a precursor to glutathione, a neurotransmitter for the brain. And it's thought that the metabolism of methionine, as it converts into its sister compound, homocysteine, is the actual cause of the damage to the arteries and vein linings. So we have an egg containing methionine. We eat it. It metabolizes down into a lot of beneficial proteins. It has one sister protein, homocysteine, which has been shown to induce atherosclerosis and arterial plaquing. Cholesterol gets the bad rap because cholesterol is the mortar and the glue that patches up the lining of the vessels.
So let's talk about that for a second, because when it comes to people being concerned about heart disease, there is a buzzword and it's cholesterol. But cholesterol is such a vital part of our human bodies. Every single cell in our body needs cholesterol. The lining of every cell wall is a cholesterol-based lining. Cholesterol is used to synthesize steroid hormones. So our male and female hormones, we need cholesterol to properly synthesize those, and synthesize means to make within the body. So cholesterol is the buzzword because for years, scientists have said, hey, high cholesterol leads to heart disease. And what they're discovering now is it really doesn't. And they're trying to backtrack a little bit, but there's such an industry out there based on high cholesterol levels. And I want to tell you guys, and this, you guys need to write this down, but you talked about it. You talked about homocysteine. All of the studies show, the real studies that are out there, not the fraudulent stuff like this egg study.
The big studies.
The big studies, the real studies that are done show that your increased homocysteine levels are the true marker for heart disease. But in terms of being able to profit on a massive scale from lowering your homocysteine levels, you can't do it because your homocysteine levels can be lowered very easily through diet. So cholesterol, which is in the eggs, gets the bad rap, and that gets the buzzword, correct?
Right. That's okay. Right. Now, let's go into that connection a little further. So we have the methionine in the egg, the cholesterol in the egg, the conversion to homocysteine, which is the damaging element. I thought it was interesting when I did some research review for the show. Homocysteine is also elevated with low-intensity, long-duration cardio exercise, and we covered this just a couple weeks ago about athletes dying in their prime, like marathon runner Jim Fix in his mid-40s, the homocysteine effect.
Correct.
So the last nutritional step here is homocysteine has not been addressed by the pharmaceutical companies. There's not been an effective reduction of homocysteine drug. So the use of adenosyl methionine, or SAMe, to lower homocysteine in the presence of B6 and B12 and folic acid, These are the nutritional components. Eggs actually lower your homocysteine level. Good green leafy vegetables lower your homocysteine level by B6, folic acid, and B12. So the pharma connection here is to villainize cholesterol, convert SAMe from an over-the-counter nutritional compound, which it is today, to make it a prescription drug like it is in Germany, Italy, and Russia. And Big Pharma could effectively monopolize the methionine content in our nutrition.
It's a frightening world that we live in right now when it comes to nutrition, because so many of us are kept in the dark about how to live a healthy lifestyle, what to eat, what not to eat. I remember, you know, when I was younger and in college and growing up, it seemed like every day there was a new study showing this causes cancer, that causes cancer. And it turns out a lot of those were just bogus studies done for shock and awe. So the connection between Big Pharma probably goes a little bit deeper than what you just described. And so coming back after this segment, I want to talk a little bit more about what the egg does for the body, how important it is, because it doesn't just have protein in it. It doesn't just have cholesterol in it. It's got protein. It's got vitamin A. It's got vitamin E. It's got omega fatty acids in it. It's a very complete, nutritious food. Now, I want you guys to make sure to remember that there are over almost 200 homeless kids identified in Denton right now, and they don't have school supplies. So DFWHealthyLiving.com is trying to help raise money for those kids. So go to DFWHealthyLiving.com, and on the front page, the home page, you'll find a donate button. Donate whatever you can, $1, $2. It really doesn't matter. These kids need something. Pencils and paper are not free and especially needed this time of year. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. We'll be right back after these short messages.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
It's Baylor Bears football right here on 660 AM, The Answer. John Morris and J.J. Joe bring you every bone-jarring hit and sensational touchdown as Baylor competes for a Big 12 title. Tomorrow evening, the Bears welcome June Jones and the SMU Mustangs to Floyd Casey Stadium in Waco. Pregame starts at 5 with the kickoff at 5:30. It's Baylor and SMU tomorrow evening starting at 5. Right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
If your upholstery or mattresses need cleaning, Dowerth does it. If your wood floors need cleaning, Dowerth does it. If your tile and grout need a good scrubbing, Dowerth does it. If your stone countertops need polishing, Dowerth does it. Dirty air ducts deserve some attention, Dowerth does it. If your floor needs replacing, Dowerth does that too. If you thought Dowerth was just about carpet cleaning, well, think again. We do more than you think. With so many ways to improve the beauty, health, and comfort of your home, make Dowerth your home's helping hand. With over 35 years in business, 7 consecutive Consumer Choice Awards, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can rest assured Dowerth does it and does it right. This week, get $50 off any Dowerth service when you purchase $199 or more. Set an appointment right now at Dowerth.com or
call 267-8433, because the next best thing to do is Dowerth Clean.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too, Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you, Huffines has it.
The end is here. To get Huffines' lowest prices of the year during the final days of Huffines' model year in sales event at the 8 area Huffines dealerships in Plano, Denton, Louisville, and McKinney. Time is running out to get the biggest savings of the year on a Texas-sized selection, including Chevrolet, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hyundai, Kia, Subaru, and worry-free certified pre-owned vehicles from the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Ray Huffines Chevrolet, Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Huffines Hyundai. In Denton, see Huffines Kia Subaru. In Louisville, see Huffines Chevrolet and Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And in McKinney, see Huffines Hyundai and Huffines Kia. Or just click it and pick it at Huffines.net.
Huffines. Hi, this is George. I'm with the filling station DFW. We are a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. So if you're troubled, burdened, sick, or in need of healing, I'd like to invite you to come down to the filling station DFW. And we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at the filling station, dfw.com. If you're listening and you're troubled, burdened, sick, or you need healing for something, I'd like to invite you to come down to the filling station, DFW. The filling station is a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. And we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com.
With the uncertainty of the election, can you afford to leave your retirement to chance? This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show. Please attend our free retirement planning seminar. If you're retired or retiring soon and need your investments for income, you need to attend.
If you are unable to attend an August seminar, the next free seminar is on September 20th. Call 800-994-0302 or go to moneymatters.net. And make sure to tune in to Money Matters each Sunday morning starting at 11 right here on 660 AM. The Answer.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for true health and wellness information. This show is completely funded by the gentlemen sitting in the room here and the great doctors of DFWHealthyLiving.com, which is myself, Dr. Darner, Dr. Christy Farrell, who just got married, and I'm going to have to relearn that new last name, and Dr. Mark Williams and Dr. Luke Arnett. And our goal, our mission, is to help people live a healthy lifestyle. And so this radio show is an extension of our practices where we can help people learn how to live a healthy lifestyle. And we're talking about the greatness of the egg because there is an article that came out, and it came out in an online journal that I don't even want to mention the name of the online journal because I don't want people to associate this online journal with good reporting, so to speak. But the article said that eggs were worse for us than smoking cigarettes in terms of plaque buildup in the arteries. And that's absolutely untrue, and this article was so shoddily written that it's laughable. But the mainstream media picked up on it, and so I figured we should defend the egg a little bit and get people to understand how good it is. So we were talking about the fact that the researchers, and calling them research is a bit of a stretch, but the researchers in here have massive connections and are actually paid for and on the payroll of a couple of different drug companies, and these drug companies just happen to make statin drugs. So if you are eating foods that are not healthy for you, then there's a good chance that you might need statin drugs down the road. So it's kind of in the makers of statin drugs' best interest to keep you and I away from healthy foods that will naturally lower our chances of needing statin drugs in the future. And so that's where we left off in the last segment. And we were talking about how when you eat the egg, it breaks down into a few different components, cholesterol being just one of them. And homocysteine being another one, and homocysteine being a much better indicator of heart disease or not. And you mentioned a couple of vitamins again. List those vitamins out that the egg contains again.
Okay, so the egg, first of all, there's only three major sources of methionine, a very important essential amino acid. And the egg yolk and the egg white are two of the three. So the methionine is going to metabolize down into amino acid formation. Cysteine, it's integral in vitamin D and calcium uptake. It converts into most of your phospholipids for your cell formation, cell wall formations. Here's a big one. It converts into glutathione for the brainstem and glutamate for gut absorption, glutamate for the brain, basal ganglia. Without these things, we have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, Huntington chorea's, tremor disorders, bipolar schizophrenia's. I think we need to celebrate the egg a little bit.
Absolutely. The other thing that's important is you mentioned some of the B vitamins, the folic acid. Those things need a very acidic environment in the gut to be digested. True or false?
That's right.
Now, Doug, you know this because a lot of people you interact with, a lot of people you talk to are struggling with chronic heartburn. And there are so many people out there that are taking heartburn medications, and whether it be over-the-counter or prescription, and those things have one common theme to them, is that they're trying to decrease the acidity of the stomach, because they, you know, the people who have heartburn are concerned about stomach acid.
Everybody I know, Brian, when you get to be my age,
26. Happy birthday last week.
26 times 2 plus 1. I'm still kind of good at math, but they're all on an acid reflux medication, whether it be over the counter or prescription, and they're all on a high cholesterol medication. I mean, it's odd how you turn 45 or you turn 50 and you're on both of those medications. Now, I'm happy to say I'm not on either, but yes, you're correct. I know a bunch of people who live on some acid reflux medication.
And there's enough research out there, and what Kevin and I have been experiencing at the office with patients is that there's enough research out there. There are natural supplements you can take, but the goal of the natural supplements is counterintuitive to all of the heartburn and acid reflux medication, because the goal of the supplements is to increase the acidity in the stomach. The acidity is not the problem. What the problem is not having enough acidic environment, because then what happens is the food in the stomach has to turn over and turn over and turn over because it never gets digested. And since it's never getting digested, the constant fluctuation of the food in the stomach causes a splashing to occur. And it's not too much stomach acid. It's actually not enough. So the goal of a lot of things is to rebuild the stomach acid. Because every one of those nutrients you just listed off, Dr. Darner, needs a very acidic environment to be digested. And without a very acidic environment, even if it's buffered just a little bit and the pH is off just a little bit, it decreases the body's ability to absorb those nutrients. And without those nutrients, bingo bango, you get a bunch of different diseases. And when you get the diseases, the first thing people look at is the symptom. And the symptom of having heartburn or the symptom of not feeling well isn't the true problem. The true problem a lot of times can be traced back to the gut flora, or the stomach acidity or lack thereof. And so what we're trying to do is get you guys to understand that the problem is a little bit deeper, and you can't just cover it up with a Band-Aid here or a pill here or a potion there. You have to get to the root cause of the problem. And getting to the root cause of the problem, in all honesty, requires the doctor to think a little bit more. And you know, not to rip on the healthcare law that just came down, but in the new healthcare law, your doctor is not going to be able to think very much. He's not going to be allowed to think very much. It's going to require you as the consumer of health to be more educated. And that's why this program is here. And we are getting close to 2 years on the air now. And the goal is to get you guys to understand how to live a healthy lifestyle and not just to hear something and think that that's the actual truth just because one of the local radios or news stations was carrying it as a report.
I'd like to contribute 2 points to that, Dr. Nymphaeus, is in the context of what the egg does in its metabolic cycle. If you don't have leafy green vegetables in your diet, you can't convert homocysteine, the real culprit here, back into SAMe or methionine. Eat a balanced diet with lots of folic acid, B6, B12. You don't have a homocysteine problem. Now, about the gut-brain connection, when you have this leaky gut development, endothelial inflammation of the intestine, you get large molecules of large protein molecules that will leak through the gut mucosa. They set off a cascade of circulatory inflammation, circulatory cytokines, and very inflammatory compounds. They'll also activate your immune system to attack your own body. It's the basis of arthritis. It's the basis of degenerative organ diseases.
Many autoimmune diseases.
Autoimmunity is exactly what we're talking about. Might be a good topic for a show.
Absolutely.
But this key to this is glutathione, particular in the metabolism of an egg. Glutathione's key to the basal ganglia, the motor coordination control center of the brain, and you're talking really about a causative factor in Alzheimer's, mental disorders, Parkinson's, and all the degenerative senile disorders that we see.
Absolutely. And one of the things that happens, a lot of times people will say, well, I tried some supplements here and I tried some supplements there and they just didn't work. One of the reasons that supplements may not be working, or that your foods may not be working for you, is if your body can't absorb the nutrients. If we don't have the proper pH in the stomach, we can't absorb the nutrients. Without nutrient absorption, we are malnutritioned. And a malnutrition society is what most of us are living in right now, and we have no idea that we're malnutritioned because we think, Well, I just ate, so I must be good. If your body can't use the foods, they're absolutely useless. And in our society, we are actually being shoved away from healthy foods. And we're being shoved in the direction of processed foods, foods that are low in nutritional content to begin with. There are reports out there, there are scare tactics out there all over the place about don't eat leafy vegetables because you'll get salmonella. Don't eat these healthy foods because you get salmonella. These berries have salmonella on them. Well, we have to do basic things like wash the food, wash our hands, take care. And these things are things that we don't want to do anymore. We have come to a point in society where many people say, you know what, it's just faster to go to Taco Bell. My kids are whining for this food or that food. It's just easier to shut them up and give them that food. So we got another break coming up, and we're coming up on the only one segment left. So I want you guys to know that we have a Facebook page out there. We want you guys to like us on Facebook. We want you guys to like us in general. But on Facebook, you can do a digital like. So you go to Facebook. It's DFW Healthy Living. And we can get you guys a variety of different deals, the different doctors. We've got doctors all across the Metroplex now that we're trying to hook and link everybody up with. Because as much as I and Kevin would love to be the chiropractor health coaches of everybody in the Metroplex in the world, we know that Southlake might not be the most convenient. So Dr. Darner's got two locations in Denton. We've got doctors all across the Metroplex. So like us on Facebook at DFW Healthy Living. Go to our website, dfwhealthyliving.com. And, oh, by the way, we're trying to raise money for the Denton School District because there are over 200 or almost 200 homeless children in Denton. So you can donate money right from the website, and all of those proceeds go to the Denton ISD School Fund. We'll be right back after these short messages.
The Answer.
Tune in to the Best Home Show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Listen later this afternoon from 5 to 6 right here on 660 AM The Answer to the Best Home Show. And learn more about how to make your home the best it can be.
This is Ed Frazier here for Everything Internet, and I just want to invite you to tune in to learn everything you can about the Internet. Our goal is to help you make a net profit with your net presence. This week, we've got Peter Shankman. He's the founder of Help a Reporter Out. Great feedback from him on how you can help a reporter out and how he can help you out. Also, Jemma Cabani, the Marketing Zen Group, will be with us.
Listen to Everything Internet tomorrow afternoon starting at 4 on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Looks like the New York Mint is releasing century-old Morgan silver dollars to the public. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD, but check this out. It says, during the First World War, the government recalled and melted millions of beautiful silver coins. And because Morgans are now so prized by collectors, most survivors are privately held. That's why many of us have never even seen a classic silver dollar in gleaming, uncirculated condition. Surprisingly, a cache of these magnificent Morgans was recently discovered, all more than 100 years old and as fresh as the day they were minted. Looks like the New York Mint is releasing them even though the silver market right now is red hot. Here's the number, 1-800-500-0022. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? All right, if you want free historical information and the free collector's DVD, call 1-800-500-0022. 1-800-500-0022.
Just look at her. The kids are so happy their grandma can play games with them again. And I'm so glad that we discovered Fast Track at Golden Acres. Mom had fallen last year, and we were so worried. A friend told me about Golden Acres Fast Track Rehab Program, and they made such a huge difference in her recovery.
Golden Acres, located in the corner of Dallas, Mesquite, and Garland, offers a truly loving approach to healing. With their state-of-the-art fast-track facility, Golden Acres uses a variety of high-tech and good old-fashioned therapeutic approaches.
They used Wii Boxing for some of her therapy. Now she can beat the kids. Golden Acres took care of everything. The insurance, the filing, and of course, Mom. It's good to have her back and in the swing of things.
Golden Acres will design a therapy plan tailored to get your mom up, around, and functioning at the highest level possible. Find out more now at goldenacresliving.com or call Pam at 214-686-9422. That's 214-686-9422.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. I'm joined by the great Kevin Stewart, Doug Rake, and Dr. Mark Darner, and we are helping share our information with how to live a healthy lifestyle. And one of the things we were talking about how the egg breaks down, and you need the methionine from the egg, and the methionine then breaks down into glutathione. And glutathione is a very, very popular supplement right now, and there are a couple of companies that that sell a good supplement. And I think one of the reasons this supplement is so popular and so helpful is because of the fact that the individual supplement of glutathione can get in and get digested a lot easier than if you're consuming foods that the stomach acids need to be very, very acidic for, because too many people in society right now do not have the proper stomach or gut lining to digest the foods so that you can convert methionine into glutathione. So the glutathione companies out there, the supplement that's out there is a fantastic supplement for a lot of people. And there have been a lot of people that have been helped, extremely helped by it. Would you agree?
We do. We prescribe it a lot in our clinics, and it's the gut-brain connection is the factor here. The leaky gut initiates an autoimmunity, which attacks frequently the blood-brain barrier. A leaky gut will also deplete your blood glutamate. It'll suck all the glutamate. Your liver will gobble up all your glutamate when you've got an inflammation cycle in the gut. Brain doesn't get any, and you get the manifestations of all these disorders. So glutathione, a small molecule, can cross the blood-brain barrier, converts to glutamate in the brain, and now we see a reduction in Parkinson's, tremors, and things.
And here's where, not to rip on big pharmaceutical companies, but here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that the body is such an amazing machine, and we will have symptoms, and the symptom isn't the problem. The symptom is an expression of something not being correct in the body. So if you spend a bunch of time and energy shutting off the symptoms, then you're not correcting the problem. And in life, when we try to shut off the symptoms, it leads to more problems because the body is giving you symptoms so you know what to do about it. And too many times we've been suckered into big pharmaceutical means of looking at things, and it's just not the way the body was designed to be. So I want to go to a caller real quick. I want to go to our good friend Joe. Joe, welcome to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Hey, Dr. Nymphaeus, how y'all doing? Kevin, Doug, welcome back. And what's your guest name?
Dr. Mark Darner.
Dr. Darner. Hey, that kind of has a ring to it.
It does. It's a nice, bold name, isn't it?
It is. It is. Well, listen, great stuff you're talking about. Been listening the last two or three weeks. Appreciated your financial advice, I think, last week.
Yes, thank you for listening. That was good, wasn't it?
It was. Well, listen, first off, I got two questions. You kind of got off on the the heartburn, Doug, you know what, I have had that for a while, and what is real helpful to me, and I know that's something you have to really try and kind of experiment according, because you're not really sure what you're completely dealing with, but what was very beneficial to me after a long period of trial and error was betaine hydrochloride, and the kind that I take, not recommended to anybody because everybody has to come up with their own formula, but it has like calcium, I think pepsin, bromelain, and of course the betaine hydrochloride, which is in it. And sometimes you can take it before and take it after, and also apple cider vinegar, the raw, unfiltered, or something fermented, like after a meal, to kind of help the process. Because when what's happening, as you it said, Dr. Nymphius, if I'm not mistaken, your food basically is fermenting, you know, and it's not processing properly, and you need those digestive enzymes, and the betaine hydrochloride. Doug, I'll tell you what, you might want to consider it if you're not already doing. It's been very, very effective to me. And watch your coffee and your acidic stuff like, you know, Red Bull or coffee or Cokes or anything that's real high acidic. And if you do that, you have to always take, which I do, the betaine hydrochloride, just about every single meal. Or if you do any carbs, it's just according to what you're dealing with. But I don't know what y'all think about that, Doc, but let me know. Also, on the egg, I know you're talking about all the different nutrients, such as the omega-3, vitamin E, thiamin, et cetera, especially the B vitamins. Which is the best way of yielding all those vital nutrients and stuff? How you cook it.
You don't want to overcook the egg, because if you overcook the egg, you're gonna cook off a lot of those vital nutrients. And if you overcook the egg, you're going to run the risk of contaminating some stuff that's not supposed to be contaminated in terms of pathogens that are created when you overheat or superheat the yolk. So I would say probably the best way to be would be over medium. Sunny side up, so to speak, however you want to call it.
What about drinking it raw like Sylvester Stallone?
In Rocky?
Yeah.
I am going to refrain from commenting on that.
I'll comment on it.
Okay, you can comment on it. Because there's
the raw egg actually has a toxin in it called avidin.
Yeah.
So you want to deactivate that toxin by heating it without overheating it to denaturing the proteins. Would not recommend raw eggs.
Yeah. If you're going to try to be Rocky, make sure that you have an organic egg that came from a very healthy chicken. But I wouldn't recommend being Rocky.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, Joe, I want to thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, Joe.
You have a great week.
I'll do. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, now I want to go. We have another caller on line two. This is Dr. Nymphius. Welcome to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Hello, this is Norma.
Norma?
Yes.
Hello, Norma. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thank you. But you were talking about the fresh leafy vegetables, and when the salmonellas, when that came out, I went to canned spinach, and I'm wondering if that is good.
Well,
I do buy the no salt added brand.
Yeah, canned spinach is good. If you're not going to get anything, and canned spinach is okay. But the fresh or the frozen is going to be better than canned. Even though you're getting the stuff without salt, the fresher the better when it comes to eating your green leafy vegetables.
Okay. Well,
just make sure you wash them nice, you know, thoroughly.
Well, I do that, yes. But, I'm in my mid-80s, and I've been really blessed with good health. So I'm trying to keep it that way.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever eaten eggs? Or you've lived much longer than the rest of us. Have eggs been a part of your diet?
Oh, yes. But I want to ask also, I eat boiled eggs as well.
Oh, yes, it's a great way to eat the egg.
Oh, good, because I do eat quite a few boiled eggs.
Yeah, because when you boil them, they're not superheating.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, gosh, that helps me a great deal. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for listening, Nora. And where do you live, Norma?
I live in Cleburne.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you so much, Norma, for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, and I've been with you from the very beginning.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you finally called in so we could say hello.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
What a sweet lady, and what a good piece of evidence that eating eggs have a great benefit.
Absolutely. And when we eat eggs, there are many different ways to eat it. And I would have to say that probably the worst way to eat it, and I'm going to say that I'm guilty of this, is scrambling them. because you tend to run the risk of overcooking them when you scramble them and burning off a lot of the nutrients that you need.
Thank goodness. I thought you were going to say the worst way to eat them was in a big old chocolate cake. And so now, since you decided scramble's worse than that, I want to have my piece of chocolate cake today when I get home.
And some meat, right?
There you
and
go.
Some, just to rub it in. Well, before we get out of here, I really want to thank a few key sponsors to the show because, Doug, you didn't comment on it, and I'm kind of bummed out. I mentioned that you got your haircut the other day, but I got my haircut, and I went to the Boardroom Salon.
Your hair looks so much better than mine.
You know, even my wife commented that I got a good haircut.
It is a great place to get your haircut. There is no doubt about it. They always do a good job.
And you know what they're doing, Doug? They're opening a new location at the Shops of Legacy in Plano.
Ooh.
Now, I did not go there for my haircut. But I have to think that Plano would be a nice place to get your haircut.
Well, who might go there for their haircut is me because I go to the Angelica Theater there a lot, eat dinner there a lot, a lot of times with the great Jamie Durant.
The great, the most talented author we've ever come in contact with.
And so the Boardroom at the Shops at Legacy would be a very convenient place for me. It's just north of my office.
Absolutely. So we want to thank everybody at the Boardroom Salon, and we want to thank the great people at Adventure Kids Play Care. That's where we take the kids when we need a date night out, which we probably need that after all the work that Tiffany has been doing. The great Tiffany Nymphius is really helping with the radio show and getting the website going.
Very good.
So thank you so much, Tiffany,
for all your hard work.
Yes. Now, that wraps it up. We also want to thank the great people at Avazia for making the greatest microcurrent device ever, which has helped a lot of our patients. So you've been listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. Dr. Darner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Visit the website and donate to the Denton Independent School District because those kids need school supplies. Thank you so much.
Entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Visit victorychiropractic.com to listen to previous broadcasts. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Healthy Living here on 660 AM, The Answer.
AM, The Answer. Dennis Prager has some advice for the Romney campaign.
This is so important. It's not said by Governor Romney, and it is not said by the Republican Party or its spokesman.
And I don't say this as a criticism.
I say it because it's important to realize that it isn't being said. The left is not interested in prosperity. It is interested in equality.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Michael Medved at 2 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Has anyone ever asked you what's your focus in life? At Climen Evangelista Eye Center, the team of surgeons shares one main focus: to help their patients enjoy great vision. That's why they offer a wide range of vision correction technologies, including blade-free HD intralasic and the LensX cataract laser. Do you wear glasses, contacts, readers, bifocals, trifocals? Even if you have cataracts, Climen Evangelista Eye Center has vision correction options for your unique eyes. Get focused with Climen Evangelista Eye Center. Simply call for your VIP consultation at one of their convenient Metroplex locations, and they will help you determine exactly which procedure is going to be best for your unique eyes. They'll even help you set up an affordable payment plan. Call now for your VIP consultation in Arlington or Plano. 1-800-714-2020. That's 1-800-714-2020. Learn more.